In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, this is letter number 6368. Baruch Hashem, the sixth day of Tammuz, Tovshin Yudches, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing the Rav HaChosid with many titles here. Rafal Nachman Sheyichya HaKohen Kahan. He was actually the father of the very famous Rabbi Yoel Kahan, who was the Rebbe's choizer. That means he used to recite the Rebbe's maimorim, the Rebbe's maimorim, and he had like a phenomenal, a very great Hasidic scholar. He actually wrote the encyclopedia on Hasidus. It's called the Sefer HaOrchim. A real genius and a real... But anyways, this is a letter to his father, and he lived in Kfar Chabad. So the Rebbe writes to him that after dot, 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 and we know already it's a dot, dot, dot. So the Rebbe writes, I'm surprised that you don't mention anything as it pertains to the general matters of the Hasidim, of the Anash. So the Rebbe says truthfully, they, you know, the Anash are the pipeline and they're the vehicle, the vessel to all individual Hasidim individually. So apparently he would writing about his personal matters to the Rebbe, without writing to the Rebbe also about some of the general Chabad things. He didn't write that. And the Rebbe is saying that really the way for the blessings is the general, you know, the Hasidim in general. And the Rebbe says it makes no difference whether you agree to it or you don't agree to it. But that's the fact, to use this style of language of Maimonides, of the Rambam, he says a view follows the facts, and the fact does not follow the view. So whether your view agrees to it or not, the fact remains that it's the general Chabad matters which become the vessel and the vehicle for your personal. And the Rebbe says, even if we, as we already heard from our Rebbes, our leaders, that even if the general matters would not touch, it would not affect, so that the personal matters depend on the general matters, still you need to interest yourself and to force and to put energy and to work hard to correct them and to stabilize them. The Rebbe wants people to care about all matters of all Hasidim, not just personal matters. If you care and you establish and you fix the general community matters, then it will help you personally. So the Rebbe is saying, you don't mention anything about writing only about personal stuff. What are you writing about? Benefiting and helping establish and to strengthening the general Chabad community over there. And the Rebbe says, in other words, don't be solely focused on yourself, on your personal, are you individual. Realize that your individual success and your individual support and help comes by supporting, and that would by supporting the community. And the Rebbe says, even if it did not impact you personally, we still should, the Rebbe says, to strengthen that. But certainly the Rebbe says, that's important for you, for each individual. And the Rebbe prays that he hopes that in the end, this recognition will sort of penetrate amongst each one of the Hasidim. So then we will be happy, and then they will receive all general matters with a good face, a shining face, which means you would appreciate things that are happening for the community, because you know that things that strengthen the community impact you personally. And as soon as there is a improvement for the community, you will be able to see immediately a improvement in your personal matters. The Rebbe says, we are now in the special auspicious days before the festival of redemption, Yud Beit and Gimel Tammuz, which was the freedom of our Rebbe, our leader, the head of Israel. He's the Rosh, and the body follows the head. So the Rebbe says, he prays, that in the entire structure, up till the heels, I mean all of us, all parts of the body, to follow the Rebbe redemption, this should be extended to it from the head as necessary. And the whole structure will be whole and united. And therefore, also the complete redemption, the united redemption, and you're able to serve the blessed Hashem with joy and gladness of heart. The Rebbe is blessing him for good news and for blessings for the Chag HaGeula. It's interesting that the Rebbe basically says, I can only imagine that that letter must have been a lot of personal issues. And the Rebbe is saying, well, there is no mention over there of anything that has to do with the community. And the Rebbe says, your personal issues are really hinged on, depend on the community. We should all realize that what happens for the community as a whole benefits us as individual, and then we will accept everything with a good countenance. We will be appreciated, and then immediately also in your personal matters. So I guess not to be solely focused on your personal, but more in the community, which would help you also in your personal matters. The Rebbe has written several letters that we've had to the Rabbi Cohen, but he was from the original establishment of Kfar Chabad, and the Rebbe writes to him in such a way. And I guess this is a message for everybody, because the Rebbe wants everybody should get this idea, should get through their heads, that what's good for the community is actually going to benefit you personally, and we'll accept that in a good way.